It's time. War of the Roses, only on the Jubal Show.
He is on the phone for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater today, and the reason she thinks that her husband of 4 years, named Mike, might be cheating on her is because, apparently, he told her he was going to cheat on her.
No, what?
But I don't know if she thinks it actually happened or is happening.
Oh.
But he did say those words, and I mean, that's a big red flag.
Dead giveaway.
But I guess she doesn't know, so we're going to see if we can help her find out if he is actually cheating. Brittany, thank you for your email. Tell us what's going on.
So I love my husband, Mike. We've been together for 4 years. We tend to fight a lot. Started, I would say, probably 3 years ago out of the 4 years. And the other night, we had a huge fight, and things were said. I told him I was going to cut off his joke.
Oh, well, I mean, if he would cheat on you, then I would.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing says joke, like cut off the
Is that how it came up? Was the conversation about cheating, or did you just say it because, I don't know, he didn't take the trash out or something? I don't mean...
No, we were just fighting about a different topic. And then during the fight, he said, you know, I'm sick of this. You know, I'm going to go out and sleep with somebody else.
Oh.
Whoa.
He actually said that.
I thought it was going to be like a joke or something. Yeah. You know?
No.
What?
So then that was my response to that.
When was that?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Well, what did you say to him after that?
I mean, for me, I was like, if you really want to cheat, that's your prerogative, sure. I didn't really think he was going to be serious, but he left and then didn't come home that night.
Whoa.
Wow. Huh. All right. Unless he was cheating before, or he's really good at meeting people, it's a big claim to make, you know? You could say that. I could see a guy saying that in an argument, because it's hard for guys to just go out and meet a woman that they can do anything, like that like wants to do stuff with them on the same night. It's tough. Right. Women can go out and like talk to 50 guys on the street and they could get lucky, right? If that was lucky for them. Probably not though. But a guy can't walk into a bar and be like, any woman in here I could have.
Yeah.
So that's a big claim to make. It could have been that he's like, I'm going to go out and cheat on you right now then.
And then he went to a hotel.
Yeah, and then he went to a hotel and went to sleep because he's like, there's no way I'm going to find a woman that's into me right now.
Or he went to a hotel and paid for it.
That could happen as well. Mm. What do you think happened?
I'm hoping it's the went to sleep at a hotel.
Okay.
But I think that something did happen.
Obviously, your arguments have gotten really bad if you're saying things like that to each other.
Yeah.
Do you still care about him and want to be in the relationship? I mean, if somebody said that to me, I might be like, we got to fix this or I'm out. You know, if they were like, I'm going to go out and cheat on you right now and then left.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm in the, we need to fix it.
Okay.
Okay, so you're still dedicated to the relationship then?
Yeah.
Is he though?
I mean, since then he's been pretty great and seems like he's trying, so.
Well, maybe he feels guilty for something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he should feel guilty for even saying that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should never say that if you're in a relationship that you're going to threaten the worst thing that could happen.
I mean, yeah, that's why I threatened to cut off his berries.
All right. Have you thought of a way that we could call him that isn't suspect?
Yeah, so he is a big coffee drinker overall.
Okay.
I'm not sure if maybe that would be something that would be helpful.
Yeah, it would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. So is he, he's a member of the rewards program or whatever it's called? Coffee dollars.
Coffee dollars.
Stars.
Coffee stars. Is it called stars? It's called stars. Okay. So he's a member of stars, the coffee.
I don't know if it's called stars, but you get stars.
You get stars.
Well, either way, we'll figure it out. But he's a member of that. So maybe we could call with some kind of promotion because they have your phone number and stuff. So we'll call with some kind of coffee promotion that involves sending flowers to somebody and see if he sends them to you or to someone else. Really, he should be sending them to you, especially after making a comment like that. That would be hard to forgive. So we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, play a song, come back, and then get your War of the Roses to catch a cheater next. It's the Jubal Show. Arguments happen in a relationship. But you know a relationship is probably close to the end if in the middle of an argument, somebody shouts, I'm going to go cheat on you then, and then leaves the house.
Yeah.
And It sounds like a joke. That actually happened to Brittany, who's on the phone right now. Her and her husband, Mike, have been together for 4 years. She said that they've been arguing a lot for the past year or two, and their arguments have been getting pretty bad. And about 2 weeks ago, they had an argument where he said, I'm going to go cheat on you. Mm-hmm. And then she said, well, if you do that, I'm going to cut off your satchel.
Appropriately so.
And not like a backpack. And he left, didn't come back that night. She doesn't know if he cheated or not. She's hoping that he didn't, obviously. She wants to work on it. We're about to call him from because he's a member of their, you know, rewards, whatever it's called. Is your husband, Brittany, Mike, a smart man?
I would like to say so.
Okay. But is he gullible?
Yes.
Okay. So he might believe that would call him based on the fact that they have his phone number since from the rewards plan.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll try to say that we'll offer him like a gift card and some flowers to send to somebody and see if he gives us your name or somebody else's and we can find out if he actually did cheat on you 2 weeks ago, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial this phone number right now.
Hello?
Hey, this is Thad calling from I was looking for Mike.
Speaking?
We're just doing a little thing right now where we're calling some of our, customers who come in a lot and you are here all the time getting your fix. And as a way of saying thank you, our company is offering people a $50 gift card as well as a bouquet of flowers to say thank you for starting or ending or halfway through your day with us whenever you get your coffee.
that's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, the $50 gift card, no problem. Actually, we don't even need a gift card. We can just put it on your account, actually. So you'll see that show up in 1 to 2 business days. You should see $50 in there. If you don't, then call us and we'll have it on the record, okay?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And then as for these flowers, you can either just have them, sent to yourself so you can give them to someone, or you can send them to someone. All I'm going to need is a name and anything you want to put on a card or anything like that.
I think I'll send them to someone.
Who would you like to send them to? Hold on one second. Sorry. I got to get my pen out. Okay. Go ahead.
I want to send them to Charlotte.
Charlotte, huh? Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
S-H or C-H?
C-H.
You know another word that starts with C-H?
What's that?
Cheater.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that this isn't, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
Mine's Alex Fresh.
Mine's English Evan.
And your wife, Brittany, is probably wondering why you're sending flowers to somebody named Charlotte.
Wait, what? Am I on the radio right now?
Yeah, I'm definitely wondering who Charlotte is. Yeah.
Brittany,
So, what's going on?
I mean, I'll tell you exactly what's going on. Like, Charlotte is someone who listens to me. We don't fight all the time. She cares about me. She's interested in what I have to say. I mean, like, you just fight with me and give me shit all the time. It's a terrible marriage.
Well, who the f*** is she then?
I mean, she's certainly not you. She's better than you.
Oh.
Yeah, go f*** yourself at that point. Sorry. Like, that's to say that somebody is better than me.
Yeah, that's
because we've had a few, because we fight. Like, there's things that we could have done to work on this. But if you're going to be an immature person, asshole like this, then no, you guys, you had asked me a question and no, then I wouldn't want to try, then I'm done.
I mean, what did you expect me to do? Like, you are absolutely insane. You pick a fight over absolutely everything. Like, how come, why would I want to come home to that?
Then you talk to me about it. You don't actually go out and sleep with somebody else and then tell me that, oh, well, that person's better than you. That's immature.
Yeah, I think trying to talk about it for 3 years is enough. I'm kind of over it. And you.
Well, who the f*** is Charlotte? Like, where did you meet this person?
Well, you remember, what was that, 2 weeks ago when I literally said to your face that I was going to leave and cheat on you? A man of my word.
That's a bad word to be a man of.
Yeah.
whatever, you can trust me, you know?
Do you remember what I said when you said you were going to cheat on me?
Yeah, I do. But good luck, because I'm never coming back.
Are you talking about cutting his balls off?
Yeah, I am, Mike.
Yeah, well, like I said, never coming back. I actually appreciate this, because you guys save me a lot of time. Take care.
All right.
Mike gone?
Mike's gone.
Oh, dear.
Mike hung up, and Brittany, well, it's, yeah.
You knew it.
You did know.
He told you.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he was able to do it, honestly, but he did.
Well, he probably knew who she was before.
Yeah, you're right, I guess.
Yeah.
Brittany? You okay, Brittany?
Yeah, but, yeah, thank you, guys.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
don't take it too hard on yourself. I mean, it's, well.
So are you gonna file for divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then are you going to go sharpen your knives?
You're going to say that on the radio.
Yeah. No, don't do that. And also don't do the other thing, okay? He's not worth going to jail over, even though I know you'd like to, and he probably deserves it. But don't actually do that, okay?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have this person worth it. I can't make any promises.
All right. Well, I mean, you'll be better off. Like, if you guys were at that point, for sure. You don't need to be like that every day. You don't need a dude like literally yelling at you that he's going to go cheat on you and then going to cheat on you. And you don't need to be yelling at a dude that you're going to cut his junk off.
Exactly. You know? So don't settle. Find someone who you get along with.
A healthy relationship.
Find someone that you want to tickle, not slice down there.
Oh, my God.
Remember, tickle, not cut. Tickle, not stab. Find someone you want to tickle.
Tickle, not tackle.
Tickle, not tackle. There you go. That's a good one. All right. Well,
did you get it?
Thank you for your email and good luck with everything.
Thank
okay.
You. Have a good day.
Thank you.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.